said that, though, my new boss, she told Mike yesterday, she said, I want to be there at 7 o'clock to go to community meeting. And so Mike is there at 7:15, he says, I wonder where she is, you know. And he says, I get up, I wasn't planning on coming in until 8, and here I am early. So she comes in, she says, I apologize for being late here. And she says, I forgot we might have to scrape windows out here, because she's from Arkansas. And so she went into community and afterwards, she says, it hasn't been a good morning. She says, I bought 4 or 5 pairs of new pants before I left and had them shortened. She says, I didn't bother to try them on before I left. So she says, all of them are not short enough. She says, these are the shorter ones, and they're about 2 inches too long.
Oh, man.
And then she bought a brand new attaché case. And yesterday was the first day she used it, put a bunch of stuff in to read, went home last night and couldn't get it open. The lock would not open. And she says, I don't think it came with a key, and it's this a key, and it's this beautiful attaché leather one that she bought just before she left. She couldn't get it open, so Mike tried, and he couldn't get it. And I says, don't worry. I says, we'll get one of the maintenance men. I says, they can fix anything.
One of the kids, they could probably.
Well, that's what I told her. I said, kids could probably have it out in 35 seconds. She says, I know, we won't test them. So I had Bill come over. Bill comes over with his Leatherman Tool Man or whatever it is. Few minutes, he had it undone.
So she can't use it now. Then.
Well, she says she has to really look, and it came with a strap too. She says maybe on the strap there is a key. She says I didn't bother. She just likes it with the handle, not the shoulder strap. So she says it has not been a good day. My pants didn't fit. She says they're too long. She says I hate them. They, you know, and they were kind of long on her shoes. And we were kidding her. Says just buy real high heels, and then you won't have to have them reshortened. Her attaché case wouldn't. Well, first, and then the windshield wipers need a wiping, and then the attaché case. This is not a good morning. I says, well, this is your second day of work. It only goes downhill from there.
That ice stuff was thick, too, because I took the blankets off my car this morning. By the time I got there again, they were frozen over, you know, that thin, just that foggy stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Why didn't you go work out this morning?
My legs are kind of sore this morning.
Still?
When I got up, so that's probably not good. I'm going to go tomorrow, but I was thinking, I don't want to, you know, if I did pull something, I don't know what I did to them.
Yeah, did you take the Tylenol like I told you to yesterday?
Yeah, I took some this morning then, too, just to make sure.
I think. You know, and you might be just a bug that kind of a flu achy type.
Yeah, because Jenny had that flu day. She went home today, and a lot of people have had, you know, like Paul went in front to the doctor. She's tired of just having this kind of, just not feeling real well. And she got an ear infection. She went in. She had a sinus infection. Mm-hmm. Gave her some antibiotics. She's at least I'll get over it then.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it just might have been something around. But yeah, that was the weirdest thing.
That's what I did all day today. I had 3 or 4 different kids come up and complain of nasal sinus problems. So every time we're the doc. Their docs came on and wrote another order and called Bruce. And
it's one of these long-going flu things.
Bruce wanted to go hunting today, and every time I call him, he says, you're not getting out here early. And then finally he told me, he says, he wasn't going today with Mike. Anyhow, Mike left early. He wasn't going hunting today. So, in fact, when I didn't leave until 4 o'clock, and then him at the copy of the sheet. That's so much for getting out on time on Friday.
Yeah. Well, I said, Paul, I can stay home because I wasn't doing anything. And we didn't do anything all day long, pretty much. It was boring. We had customer. Can I just have a little bit of that soup just to try it?
I tried. It's really spicy, good.
Yeah,
Dad doesn't cut up his onions as smooth as I do. And I think when I made it, I used my salsa, not his salsa.
Yeah.
And when the chili powder says 2 to 4 teaspoons, I probably used 2. He used the 4, so it's real. It'll open up your sinuses.
I like the onion. I just want to try it.
Yeah.
It smells so good.
I'll try a couple spoonfuls. And I think I'll only cook it for about another half hour, and then I'll turn it on.
Yeah. We had customer appreciation days. We had hot dogs, and we had the retirees come, and they're really nice ladies. And we got corsages for them and stuff. You know, they really like that. And, this is probably the last year you guys get to do this with the merger. And we're like, yeah, probably. But they were really nice. And we had hot dog. I had a hot dog for lunch. I was going to go buy something. I thought, God, why waste money on a hot dog on food when I just eat the hot dog? So I had 2 of them. And the first one kind of tasted pretty good. And the other one, then half of the other one, it was like, oh,
yeah.
I don't like hot dogs that well. But and then we had cake. We had a carrot cake from Costco, that carrot cake, and the chocolate with the cream filling, so it's not real sweet at all. It's more like a buttercream kind of thing. And then mints and nuts. And so I ate those cashews. I just kept eating them. I ate more today than I probably have all week long, though. And then, but that's kind of nice. Why? Because I didn't do anything all day.
No, I was busy all day. Because we opened the annex yesterday. So yesterday was fine. Well, yesterday was a mess because you were trying to move all the kids' belongings and then all of our paperwork that has to move.
You're all moving over there?
Yeah. No, just some. Well, then we moved some of them over, and then we were wondering about staffing. And so we moved two of them back.
Poor kids.
So, but then today I was the only nurse. Mm. So that takes, I mean, when you're used to doing that all the time, you get up a system.
Yeah.
But it was kind of crazy. And then it was going pretty good this morning, and the kids were real, real good. And then I was going to get a new admin, had to get her from the other unit. And one of the docs came in and saw all of his kids and wrote orders on every kid. So I had all these, he'd change med orders or add new stuff and assignments and stuff, so I had to take them all off. So about 2:10, I went over and got her, and then I had to do all the admin paperwork and stuff.
So you didn't go work out today?
No.
I had to go to work now.
Oh, you know how I get where my heart just beats really fast? I got that at work, and usually it doesn't last very long, and it just kept up and kept up and kept up.
I think that's where heart monitor because of that, Mom.
Where did you get that?
Yesterday. She got to see that they should go get a day to have it taken off.
Uh-huh.
For 24 hours, they wanted to.
Would hers do that stop and then get real fast?
It's still beating real fast. I mean, she would
Well, you've seen that on my.
Yeah, I mean, it's just driving. I think that's the thing, it's her thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she's been eating, you know, probably same if not more, but I mean, hasn't, just her body's just not doing well. So she went at heart monitor, and Gordy said, you know, they want to have a baby. It's like, let's have sex tonight at a heart monitor. And Kathleen's like, no way. And he goes, would that be funny if your heart monitor went, and it leveled out? Then what, how would you feel? But Kathleen's like, you're not even touching me. So funny. It's like, I know he just needs a reason. Oh, this little baby came in the same moment. She was a week and a half old. She was, her name was little Madeline. She was so cute.
Madeline.
And she was sucking her little thumb, you know. And she had her eyes up when I first looked over at her. She was just sucking her little thumb. She was so cute.
It seems like such an old-fashioned name for a little baby, doesn't it?
But, she was just adorable, though. And she was so good the whole time.
I hardly went anywhere out in public when you guys were a week and a half old. I mean, years and years ago, you just didn't do that. You tried to keep babies home and not expose them to germs and all that kind of stuff. But I guess you still have to go and do some banking now.
Yeah, she was meeting with that investment officer, so.
What do you have plans for tonight?
Yeah, I thought you were going to be going out tonight.
I almost called Karen to see if she wanted to take in a movie or something. I came home from work and I didn't feel that great. So, I lay down. I thought, well, Diane and I are going to Sun Valley tomorrow. So I thought, well, maybe I'll get some of my weekend stuff done. And
that's pretty good. I'm not hungry, but it sure tastes good.
Well, I had a little bit of hungry, so I'll add some more water to it.
Not this much, yeah.
Well, you know, we were sitting here and Dad was in charge of the food then. And I says, well, what do you want to have? And I still have some spaghetti sauce. So Katie says, I think there's just enough spaghetti sauce for Lou and I out there if I take that hunt. And I says, no, fine. Because after they hunt all day, they don't want to spend all night cooking either. Mm-hmm. So he said, well, I don't know what else I can take. So I said, well, why don't you, I says, that recipe is so easy. So I sat over here before we went over to Diane's and explained the recipe to him. And we stopped at the store and got the stuff. Because all you have to do is brown some hamburger and onions and then toss cans of stuff in the spices. He says, that'd be good, and they wouldn't have to
cook a lot. You know, during a lot of dishes and that kind of
stuff.
At
least it'd be out in wide open air, too.
But I talked to me going out last night. I was like, you know, I'm like, we don't spend enough time together. And then I did that thing. I was like, you know, I'm like, well, fine. On Saturdays, I want to go out with my friends every Saturday then, with the girls then. He's like, that's fine. I said, okay, fine, then we won't have any nights together. I said, I see you maybe once or twice a week as it is. And I said, but, you know, if you're the guys aren't so important to you, then girls' night, I'm going to start doing girls' night on Saturday. He was like, that's fine. And I'm like, fine, there just won't be our night then. And he's like, okay, that's what you want. I said, you know, I said, God forbid I go back to see each other more than two nights a week. I said, you know, a relationship, you know, gosh, if we see each other more than two nights a week, we might, you know, that's not good for a relationship at all. I said, we just should just talk on the phone a couple nights a week. And all. He's like, yeah. As I'm being sarcastic to make my point, he's like, oh, you're trying to make a point? I was like, so I talked to him to go down this Friday, and he's like, this isn't going to be every Friday now, is it? And I said, no, just, you know, does it have to be stuck in still that you have to go out with the boys on Friday? I said, because I like to go out with all of our friends, you know, like a group of us. I said, but if we do that on Saturdays, then I have no, we have no night just for the two of us. I said,
maybe that's what he's trying to avoid.
I was like, hey. And I said, you know, I don't care if you go out with the boys on Friday. I said, but does it have to be every Friday? Can't it be like all of us once in a while so that we still can have one night together? Not every night and everything. So I called Laura today. I'm like, Laura, do I do something? She's like, yeah, Keisha, we're just going to watch movies. She goes, but I want to go out. And she's like, I said, maybe go to Teppanyaki. She was like, is that expensive? And I said, you know, I said, I think they'd like under $10. She was, because Mark just called me about, we don't have any money this week to pay the bills. And she was, I told them we could pay next week, just pay some of the bills next week. But he was like, oh, but she said, we have to kind of watch it for the rest of the month.
So who are you going out with tonight?
Kush and Laura.
And then are you going out with just them tomorrow night?
Hopefully.
Well, are you going out with Kush and Laura for your birthday?
Probably afterwards. I don't know. I don't get home till 8 o'clock anyway on Monday. I mean, you'll be in bed by that time.
I know. And what else do you want for your birthday, young lady?
Do
you want a cake?
Pants? No.
Pie?
I don't want yogurt
pie?
No one's going to be here. I mean, Dad's going to be gone. I'm not going to be here. Mom's like, I want the yogurt.
No.
We should just get one for both of our birthdays. Like, maybe...
Maybe we'll just have a nice dinner sometime during the week for both of our birthdays. Because I won't be here for mine either. That'll be your wedding present.
That's my wedding present.
What kind of present?
What'd you say?
That'll be your present.
Oh, I said that'll be your wedding present. And I'm like...
No. Oh. I was going to say, why are you saying?
Nothing. I got to go out on a Friday night. That's about all I can push it. Anything more than that?
But so Laura and Kushman, we're not going to go to Teppanyaki, though, but...
What are you just going to do? Hang out, watch movies and stuff?
I'm having something to eat.
Why don't you do something really reasonable for
that's
dinner?
That's inexpensive.
What?
That's inexpensive.
What?
Going to get something to eat. We're not going to go to the Crow Inn again.
No, but I mean, what are you going to do that's inexpensive?
Go out to eat.
Like where?
I don't know, like Burger and Brew or something, you know? Just some casual, normal place.
Dad didn't want all this... For hunting, you can have them over for dinner.
But there's a little left for you and Lou. It's like, I'm not going to be here on my birthday. Is that okay? I'm like, I'm not going to be here on my birthday.
Why is he apologizing to you? How many years has it been since when he used to always go on my birthday?
Well, he says that's your present when he leaves.
Remember that one time on my birthday we went out to dinner, just took his checkbook and stuff?
Yeah, we did that whole week.
Yeah.
That's great.
That'll teach him, huh? Maybe that's going to be us and done. That's
like, the last on my birthday, man.
Is that some ginger ale?
Squirt.
Would you just get me a small glass of ginger? There's a big bottle of it down in that bottle rack thing.
Yeah.
That's already open and I drank out of it, so you can just give me that.
The whole thing?
Yep.
Jeez.
Please.
Thank you.
Did you have more of that soup?
Yeah.
There's not going to be anything left for your father.
No. Just say you put it to a boil, you turned it up and it boiled over and something came out.
You probably measured it.
I'm not going to be hungry if we go to dinner. It's going to be a cheap date. Yeah. Well, Tony was learning because Amy had her wisdom teeth taken out.
Ooh.
She's doing okay. They said her voice probably won't be back to normal ever. I mean, but she called Jenny this afternoon.
Her wisdom teeth and her voice?
I mean, not her wisdom teeth, her tonsils.
Oh, I was going to say, man, I never knew the wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything for your voice. You just talked as much as you used to.
But so we sent Amy flowers. We're glad that they go. Do call and order some flowers. Call them. How much you want to spend? I don't know. I don't care. So what can you get a nice bouquet? $20, $25? Sure. It's a lot of money.
Oh, it comes out of the fund?
No, they just charge us.
Oh, man. I was supposed to be money for Letty's golden ring present. And an envelope there. And I was asking Ann when we were going to get her for a new office. She decorates her home and her office like Chinese. And I thought this was really strange because she's Hispanic, you know, and all when we went to her house, all the oriental things. And I said, what Letty needs is plants, because she loves plants, but they die on her. And in her office, if I wouldn't water them and take care of them, she wouldn't have had any plants. So I says, what about a nice either silk plant or one of the silk trees that would sit behind her desk then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I says, that's very soothing when she's doing therapy and stuff. And Ann says, that's a good idea. And he says, you know, Costco has some real reasonable ones, or you can Silk Warehouse with some of them. And she says, I think that's a good idea. And then she can, her real other decorating she can do as she wants and prefers.
Yeah. Where's her office? Did she move, or is she still here?
Well, no, she's just going in with some of the doctors in the private practice, so do counseling.
Oh, is she still going to be in the hospital, though?
No. She's just moving up front to the front offices.
Oh. Well, she'll still see her and stuff.
You know the one doctor who lost his wife this summer when we were on vacation? She's going to take over her practice.
Oh.
Because their therapy styles are quite similar. Mm. And, you know, all these patients, since the death was so sudden, all these patients were just kind of left on a... So she's been filling in quite a bit.
Yeah.
And that just kind of made her final decision, because she said when she graduated from grad school, that's what she wanted to do in 5 years, have her own practice. She says, but that's scary to do.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, so the opportunity, the patients are there. So it was a perfect opportunity, even though the circumstances are not the best, to go into private practice.
Mm. And we sent Amy Flower, because she's staying with her mom now, because she has to be watched.
Yeah.
And so we don't know if we should send them to Tony or to Amy, because... Even Tony, they fight like cats and dogs anyway. And then when you're not feeling well, and, you know, and Amy just goes off the handle, because Tony's, buggy and nosy, and we're like, I don't know who we want to send flowers to, because they're both going to drive each other crazy.
You're not the most pleasant person when you're sick.
No one is, that's the thing.
Yeah.
But they don't get along, I mean, that well.
But you just don't listen to me. I'm the nurse, and I tell you.
I always listen to you.
You do not.
You do.
Just take your medicine. Do this.
That's why Jenny went home today sick, and I said, go buy some more juice. I said, take some liquids. I said, I don't want you going out at all this weekend.
What'd she say? Thank you, Mother?
She goes, I'm not. I said, I want to see you out.
One of the little kids came up to me and said, I got something to tell you. I said, what? He says, I bit both sides of my tongue. And so he sticks his tongue out and shows me. I said, well, don't do that anymore. He says, and it hurts like heck. And I said, well, don't do that anymore. And this one little kid who's been really having a problem. The other day, he was tracking so well. And I says, well, I says, in the morning then, if you track really well, let me know, and I'll save that tracking sheet and give it to you. You can have it then, and you can show your parents when they come in. He was so excited. The next morning, I barely walked on the unit, and he's screaming, oh, oh. He says, guess what? I tracked good all day long, and then I forgot to turn it in. So he still stayed on level 3.
Poor kid.
So I says, but he was okay with that. But he says, I know I did really good. And I says, I know you did too, and you can do good today. So he did really good today also. But he was a little kid the other day before his mother came to visit. Physically worked himself up into such a state that he threw up 3 times before she came.
Is he excited to see her or didn't want to see her?
Well, this is a new stepmother, and he's really excited. But he's just such a hyper kid, and he gets involved in it. Couldn't believe it. Do you have a bunch of homework and stuff to do tomorrow? Well, that'll be good if Diane and I are out of here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot, because actually this week in my methods course, it's pretty mellow. But I finally got a hold of Bishop Kelly. They finally called me back.
About
someone
what?
There. My observation I have to do there.
Oh, you are going to do it?
Not my student teaching, my observation. Totally different.
Well, who sets that up, you or...?
Well, you set it up through the education department. They have to call and approve you. I mean, they have to say, you know, I have 5 students coming. These are the names. You aren't just having these weirdos come in and say, let's just observe your school, you know. And so finally, Dr. Lincoln called me back. I called Wednesday and yesterday. And then he called me back. He called me this morning, but I wasn't in yet. So
when do you start that?
I go on Tuesday to meet him and to get it set up then.
How do you say his name? I don't think that's how you...
That's what they told me.
Oh, okay. I didn't think that's how you pronounce the good old Basque name.
That's what I mean, that's...
Yeah. So then do you observe different teachers or one teacher?
I can pick. He goes, I'll introduce you to him, and he goes, and you can pick which one you want then.
You should sit in Miss Brown's and some of those.
Those aren't English.
Well, you have to do English, huh?
I don't know any of the English teachers now, but... you get bored doing it. I mean, they want you to, if you can help, you know, maybe grade paper or do something. But it's also a lot of work for the teacher to find something that you can do just being there an hour a week or 2 hours a week. So sometimes you can't. But sometimes you get bored. I mean, I'm watching the same class for 20 hours. That's boring. Just sitting there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you can get involved, it helps you. Plus, it also passes the time. But so I told Mickey, I'm like, Mickey, I'm going to be in late. Tuesday. She's like, I don't care. You just make your own schedule anyway. You just come and go as you please. I don't care. Well, I asked Kathleen. I said, I've got the phone. I said, I'd be there at 7:45. Dr. Lincoln, I said, oh, yeah, Kathleen. I said, since you're the one in charge, I said, I'm going to be in late Tuesday. Is that okay? She's like, yeah, okay. So then that's a little bit. She'll just leave me a sticky so I know.
Yeah.
And then I go, I'll leave a sticky on Tony so she thinks that, you know, we include her in things. And Tony Kimmy goes like, I don't care.
Does Christy teach there?
Last I heard she did. That was last year, but.
It would be funny if she taught English and you got to sit in.
She teaches biology. Mom, you just don't know what's going on at that school anymore.
Well, I didn't know.
That's sad about that kid in the paper who's in the coma. He was the star baseball player at BK. He got that scholarship to. He was sort of Gatorade Player of the Year 2 years ago. And then
but I thought it was his dad who was in the hospital.
No, it's him. He's in the coma.
Okay.
He got hit by that drunk driver. And his younger brother plays at BK and has a football game. And the article was about, you know, how they're all the families going to go to the game today because sports are very important. This family,
yeah.
You know, they all used to go watch the older brother play baseball. And that's what he would want is their family to be at the game. And the coach, I think it's Tim Boonen, or one of the Boonen, said, you know, if you don't want to play, that's fine. If you don't want to, if you have to go out of a play, you just do whatever. But it was like, gosh.
Well, that's like, there's a lot of pressure on this football team because his dad who's the field is dedicated to it. He wants to dedicate his senior year to his dad, memory of his dad, because he was a star player.
So.
And they play CUNY. Isn't always that your homecoming?
No, because we usually lose to CUNY. We used to play like Payette, that we like beat every year for like 17 years. And I think our senior year, junior or senior year, we lost to them.
We beat you, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, oh, God. But the only time I went to the game was to figure out what was going on afterwards, so it didn't really matter.
I know.
Well, I never knew. I can never even tell you how the players on the day. You played football? I think I knew the ones that
mattered.
Yeah. I went to a couple of the JV games at one time. We just get team lost Wednesday, though. So they're 5-2 now. They've only lost 2 games. They lost just in time.
Well, I thought maybe that's what he was doing last night, because when we came by the stadium, the pavilion, the football field in BSU, the lights were on.
Well, the seniors play. They have game. The varsity has games Thursday and Friday.
Oh, okay.
Because they can't always get all the games in, especially when it gets dark this early now. They have a lot more games than most of the schools don't have fields you can play at in Boise.
Lights, but there sure weren't a lot of people there.
Probably.
But that was 7:00. I don't know what time the game started.
Just coming. Their games usually start at 7 on Wednesdays, but varsity.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
varsity probably starts
o'clock.
At 7.
7:30. There weren't a whole lot of.
Yeah, it might have been. They're probably maybe playing out of town team too.
And I know Dad said, and I don't know why they have the lights on yet because it still was really light out.
Yeah, we'll have to get them on so they can get it going.
And I thought maybe that was. I thought maybe it was the sophomores.
Well, I thought this game was at 4:45. I know they have one afternoon game, but it's next Wednesday, I found out. That's so I was going to go and watch this game after work, you know, to get off work right at 5, then go to work at Popeyes. But. And then I gave a 7, and I was like, oh, then my legs hurt. I couldn't have walked anywhere. That was a weird thing. Because I came in today, and she goes, what's wrong with her legs? Mom and Dad were freaking out about it, and I said, it was freaky.
Well, that's the time I called in the morning.
Because
I didn't want to go in and wake you up and say, how are your legs doing?
Because I kind of hell you think they are. My legs are fine, but I'm
tired. I need some more sleep. And so that luckily I remembered to call early enough, otherwise I was going to call you at work.
Yeah.
But then I thought that'd be kind of stupid. I'd call you at work, and if you didn't go to work, they'll say, no, she's homesick today. I'm kind of like, what kind of mother are you? You live in the same house.
They know. I mean, we have different schedules and stuff. But yeah, like I said, they're still kind of sore, like achy kind of sore. But I mean, I can walk and everything.
I think it's more of a flu.
That's what I think it was. Because they didn't have an appetite or anything else like that. I think that's part of it. I could be sick to not eat. Now I've made up for it. Today everything looked good. I was like, oh. Because you know, I had to go over to the store and get the punch and cups and stuff for the open house. And I mean, everything looked good at the store. And she was sick, so nothing looked good to her. And I was like, that looks good. Doesn't that look good? No.
That was like yesterday after I got my car fixed. Took it in for, you know, the maintenance thing. And it was a free one.
That's what you told me, yeah.
And then Dad wanted to go get that oil for the fans, the oil put on the fans. I said, will you go do that, and I'll go to the grocery store. And I was hungry then, because this was 3 o'clock, and I ate breakfast at 8 o'clock yesterday. And everything looked good. So $100 later, I walked out of the grocery store. And then we went last night.
Oh, to get stuff for the
for dad, yeah, for hunting.